Hi, I'm Keegan.
And I'm Madigan.
And you're listening to Your Angry Neighborhood Feminist.
This is a podcast where we explore the world through our own personal feminist perspectives. And you guys, we're back together.
We are back together again after like 2.5 weeks, I feel like.
It was way too long without Keegan in my life.
A very long time. And I listened back to our mini episode from this last week, and it was fine. But it's something really weird about our energy when we're not in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, like, low.
It's real low. Well, and also for me, like, I was staying upstairs at my friend's house.
So, like, and kind of whisper podcasting?
I mean, they were, like, really great. Like, they put up, like, the dog gate so that Riley wouldn't, like, come up and attack me. And, like, they were, like, excited to have me, like, be recording in the house. But at the same time, like, it was just weird. Like, I felt like I had an audience almost.
Yes, and, yes. Like, I felt like that when I was recording at home in Missouri, too. It was really weird because it was, like, I don't share the same politics as my family either, so we're trying to, like, talk about politics, and I'm kind of like, are they listening outside the door of, like, everything I'm saying? We're I feel so uncomfortable.
We disown Keegan. It smells like nail polish remover in here. Is that your vodka?
I hope there's not that much vodka in that drink.
I just keep that you smelling can smell that. Something.
But it could be because, maybe not my vodka, but I'm on day, like, 5 or 6 of keto now. And I can't have fucking sugar.
Yeah.
So that is I've taken to drinking Perrier's. I don't know who I am, but that vodka, it's a vodka Perrier.
Is that what I'm
So it could be the Perrier that you're smelling? Maybe.
I think it's your drink I'm smelling. Because I was smelling some sort of, like, paint.
It's vodka Perrier. Yeah, it's, and I'm depressed about it, but at the same time, I'm coming around.
Okay.
Watermelon Perrier and lime.
I'm here for you.
You can make it happen, but I miss rum. Intensely.
Oh, Keegan.
Because I was only kind of keto whenever we talked last time, and I was like still allowing myself to have drinks, and I'm like, it was throwing myself completely out of whack, and I really miss a pina colada.
Yeah. But I just ordered a salad today because I've eaten nothing, but, like, I went to the state fair, not yesterday, but the day before.
Fried cheese on fried cheese.
Yes. I had cheese curds. I had a pronto pup, which is like a huge corn dog for you people who don't know.
I didn't know, but that sounds amazing. Like, give me all the carb references.
Giant pickle on a stick, deep fried candy bar, soft serve with, like, the flavors running through it.
Soft serve. I miss ice cream so hard.
Like a super, super sugary, like, iced coffee drink.
I miss sugar, like, super hard right now.
I was a little drunk when I had that deep fried candy bar, and my friend Ben and I literally were, like, having our own separate orgasms together.
I had a deep fried Snickers.
That's what it was.
Was it really bready?
It was pretty bready, but it wasn't so bready that it was overcompensating the Snickers.
Because I had one at the Orange County State Fair.
They don't know what they're doing out here.
It was soups bready. And I was like,
No, this one is perfect. It's like just the right amount of readiness. You can taste the Snickers at its core, some powdered sugar on top.
Oh, see.
Keegan.
I want that so bad. I'm like gonna cry about how much I miss sugar right now.
It was amazing.
I had, you know what I had today that was my luxury?
What?
Some berries. I had some blackberries and strawberries, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever tasted. Because I haven't had sugar in, like, 4 days.
You live a sad, sad life.
It is. It is a sad life. So I guess we should introduce the subject of today's podcast.
Oh, that's right. We're recording.
We are recording. I mean, fucking whatever. This is where I am tonight, listeners. I hope you're ready for this.
We rarely
record on a Saturday night. Like, usually it's during the day or in the morning.
It could mean anything to me because I got home and I'm working. Like, life, suddenly I'm, like, back to normal.
Your days are just running together.
Yeah, and, like, there's nothing. I'm not like, yeah, Saturday night. And I'm like, I'm going to go home and go to bed.
I spent all day by the pool, so I'm in a very weird weekend mindset.
Fuck you.
And I'm sorry, but I'm totally not in, like, a recording mindset, so if I seem a little flighty, that's fucking why. But anyway, the topic of today's episode is, the Kardashians.
Feminist or not?
And I brought this up to a few people that we were going to be doing this, and so, like the Kardashians are, it was very polarizing in its response to us doing this, because I feel like there's a very large amount of people who feel like the Kardashians don't need any more attention. And I get that.
I agree. I completely agree. And as I was doing all this, I kind of felt the same way where I'm like, oh, we're just going to be another group of people who are like talking about the Kardashians. But I feel that it is important in this day and age to discuss where they are problematic, but also where they have done some positive things. I don't want to be completely negative.
I don't think I'll be completely negative either, because I feel like I'm riding the line between people who are pro and con, because I don't feel like I'm pro or con, but I do feel like, I think what it comes down to is like, is it okay to hate on a family or a group of people because they're successful? Like, it's not their fault that they're as famous as they are.
It's not their fault because they work for it.
They've cultivated it, but it's our fault for fucking buying into it.
No, it's true. Well, like, and then as far as whether or not they are feminists, this is something that I was thinking about just to, like, start this episode off. I think that the way that we choose to self-identify is exactly that. It's the way that we self-identify. We talk about being a bad feminist. We talk about people being on their different journeys in their lives. For me to say they are not feminists would seem unfeminist of me.
Right. Well, okay. And I read an article. It's a BBC article that I'll be referencing throughout this episode. A lot of people feel like because they're so sexualized, and Pink actually had a very well thought out tweet. It's why I can hear people from both sides of the argument and be like, yeah, what she said. And then hear someone on the other side of the argument and be like, yeah, what she said. Because I don't think that either side is wrong. I don't think that, I think we should be looking to value women for more than just their bodies or what they bring to the table in terms of sexuality. However, like, Amber Rose, who started the Slut Walk, who has been a very open advocate, who has a very similar kind of body shape and the way that she is open.
And actually a quite similar backstory in a way to Kim Kardashian.
As far as like how she achieved fame. And she's a huge advocate against slut shaming, which I think is something that most self-identified intersectional feminists would be against. She said in Marie Claire, she said, "My definition of feminism is equality. It's not having to base your entire existence around the old school, ultra-oppressive expectations men have for women."
Who said that?
Amber Rose.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I get it. Like, to me, that makes sense to me. It's like, if women do want to, there was a huge debate about feminist or not when Kim Kardashian posted a naked picture of herself.
Yes.
That was censored.
Yes.
And Pink came out on one side where she said it was disrespectful and oppressive to women, essentially, in her tweet. And then Amber Rose came out in defense saying, like, women... Is that a patriarchal view that we are having on ourselves to say that that is oppressive, that a woman should...
I don't think that it's oppressive. I do think, from what I've read about the Kardashians in my research, is that a lot of what they have to do is very much so cultivated by the male gaze...
Agreed.
...to gain more... money, basically.
Agreed.
They are their own advertising, so...
But then we have to question, is that wrong? Or not.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing is, I don't think that it's our job today or in life to say whether what they are doing is wrong or not when it comes to some things. When I think about feminism, I think of intersectionality versus not intersectionality. What would be the opposite of intersectionality, Keegan? What would you say is like the word for that? Outer sectionality.
I mean, to me, anything that's not intersectional is oppressive.
Right.
Like, so, I would say it's oppressive.
Right.
Like, and there's a really cool quote. I'm sorry, I don't mean to, like, interrupt or steer you.
No, go for it.
There's a really interesting quote from Catherine Trevenin, who's an associate professor from the University of Ottawa Institute of Feminist and Gender Studies. It's a long title. And she said, "As an intersectional feminist, I advocate for women of all walks of life and think that all women should be allowed to do whatever they want with their bodies."
Agreed.
So if you're an intersectional feminist, I do believe that you should be like, women should be able to do whatever they want with their bodies.
Course.
But then there's like,
but here's
what
my
you
thing.
Said. Yeah.
I also believe that there are people who cry feminist.
Mm-hmm.
On the grounds of being anti-slut shaming or I personally can't think of other things right now, but things that are very, like, because they apply to them specifically, that they are very much in agreement with the Kardashians and believing that they are feminists.
Yeah, they're picking and choosing the things that they...
Because there are people who do not see a lot of the other stuff. When I think of intersectionality, a lot of it has to do with your support for... Not only your fellow mm-hmm. woman that is like you, but your fellow woman who is different
unlike
than
you. Agreed.
And for other cultures that are not like you.
Agreed.
And these people, I'm just going to start going through some problematic stuff. Should we start with
Hell,
it?
Hell yeah, go ahead.
Because these people have done a lot of very problematic things, and they've maybe apologized for like 30% of them.
Yeah, barely any... If some of them
and
not
it's very
at all.
Half-hearted yeah, sometimes. Yeah. So, I apologize if my stuff is kind of all over the place because like I was just doing it in general and then I was like going by sister and then it was just getting crazy.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the first thing that I read today, and I can't remember where I saw this, but it reminded me of a tweet that she did a couple years ago, where it's like, or maybe it was earlier this year. That's like, the flu is a great weight loss strategy, basically.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that Kim?
Kim.
Kim has been really, 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 really problematic in terms of self-image. Like I told you about her, like, weight loss lollipops and things like that, where I'm just like,
she definitely endorses a lot of weight loss products. The other thing that happened recently was that she, like, posted something on her photo. This happened, like, really recently, like, within the last, like, month or so. She posted some photo, and her sisters are like, oh, my God, you're, like, practically anorexic. Oh, my God, you're amazing. And she's like, oh, my God, thanks.
Oh.
And, like, yeah, and so then Emmy Rossum came out with this whole, like... there's this Instagram account called I Weigh, and it's the actress who's on The Good Place runs it, and it's
Kirsten
a great...
Bell?
No, different actress.
Oh, okay.
The other one. What is her name?
It's okay.
I don't watch the show. But I follow this Instagram account, and it's fantastic. And it's basically, instead of saying I Weigh, because she came out to say that she weighs 119 pounds. And her...
Who did?
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
So basically the whole I Weigh campaign thing on Instagram is where you say the other things you weigh. Like, I'm a good mother. My
like, worth is like in these other in, like, currencies that aren't
exactly,
my...
Exactly. Exactly. Sure. So that, like, Emmy Rossum really helped kind of, like, popularize this Instagram page because she kind of did that whole thing where she was just like, this is ridiculous that you would be applauding your weight so publicly and its specific number and all this kind of stuff and have your whole family back you up when we have such an epidemic of people who look up to people like that and eating disorders and other horrible body image issues commence because of it.
It's a really strange thing with the Kardashians. It's really odd. And Kim Kardashian, I feel like, in particular, Kim and Khloe, I think, are the two most tone-deaf, and it's really strange to me, because with Kim...
We're not counting the Jenners, right?
Oh, I mean, we can count the Jenners, sure.
I'm pretty fucked up.
I mean, they're all fucked up. They're all fucked up. Here's the thing. They're all fucked up. Like, but I feel like Kim and Khloe have been the most adamant. Like, Khloe gets straight up defensive and mean when she's called out for doing anything wrong, and Kim... I feel like is just fucking oblivious.
Yeah.
Like, because she gets called out for these things, and she's very conscious of her image, so she doesn't mean to be doing things that make her look bad. So, to me, what that says is she doesn't understand that this is not something that you should be doing, because just recently, she put out that thing with those weight loss lollipops, and she had to edit her caption to change that and take that bit out of it. And to me, I'm
But it's still what it is.
It is what it is, and she doesn't understand. But, like, to me, it's so strange because it really does feel like or look like she truly doesn't get it. Like, she doesn't get it.
Yeah. Well, and then I didn't even know this, but apparently Khloe came out with this TV show called Revenge Body.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
And Revenge Body, the concept of it is gross. Like, I understand it's a good, like, it's cool that
it's
you're...
It's like the show Insatiable that we just talked
about,
and Christine
talked
about.
Because it's cool that you are, these people obviously want to transform their lives and their bodies, fine. But what you're doing is telling them that their worth is completely wrapped up in their bodies and not in any other part of their personality.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That you could be, making better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, when you have the platform that you have, that you could be making it better. I'm going to keep going off of that comment, Keegan. Yeah. So, I read this great article written on the BlackYouthProject.com. And it talks a lot about Amandla Stahlberg.
I love her.
And her responses to the Kardashians. Specifically, Kylie, for the most part. So, Kylie posted this photo, which on this website, they describe them as being introductory-level cornrows.
Ugh.
It's like a selfie. And Stahlberg commented, When you appropriate black features and culture, but fail to use your position of power to help black Americans by directing attention toward your wigs instead of police brutality or racism, hashtag white girls do it better. Kylie replies, mad if I don't, mad if I do. Go hang out with Jaden or something.
Because
apparently
God.
Will Smith and Jada were like, you can't hang out with the Kardashians. And Stahlberg and the Smiths are good friends.
I have to say, like, I feel like this entire episode is just me being really, like, on both sides. Not on both sides, but as far as me being, like, because when you read that, it made me fucking furious.
Mm-hmm.
It made me fucking so mad that she would ever fucking think to say something like that because it's so dismissive and tone-deaf and rude. And then I think, but Kylie was raised in a vacuum. Like, she doesn't understand, like, all she knows is fame and, like, and being attacked for this or that.
But
and
then
she doesn't
she's
understand.
Like, I don't think I was meant to be famous. I
oh,
don't want to be famous.
You, though.
I know,
like,
right?
See, I mean, this is where I end up
I
where I
this
feel
is how
bad
I feel
for
too.
You.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you do things because to me, when someone is giving you that kind of education, which, by the way, people of color do all the time, and it's emotionally exhausting
right,
to educate
people. Right, but they
continue
to do it because they feel that it's important.
Because they feel like it's necessary. So when someone, a person of color, is taking time and emotional energy out of their life and out of their day to educate you about something, and your instinct is to basically be like, fuck you, it's really infuriating because it's the truth. It's like you want to take the parts of our culture that you find pretty on yourself.
Yep.
And you want to discard everything else that people of color go through.
Yeah. Should we talk more about how Kylie appropriates black culture?
Yeah, sure.
Kylie Jenner is a little white girl. As much as people may not want to believe it.
So white.
She is so white. What is Kris Jenner's background? What's her...
Kris Jenner, I heard, I mean, she looks tan, but from what I've read, because I've wondered this too, and I Googled it, she's, like, Irish and British. Like she's, like,
that's
kind of
what I thought. And then Caitlyn is the same. Like, she's just white.
She's, yeah, same. So, like, no, like, you can argue if you want about the Kardashians, although technically Armenia is still Caucasian. Like, so you can argue, but it's still, it's in an area where obviously they're tanner, they have more quote unquote, I hate this word, exotic features, whatever. But the Jenners are just white.
Yeah, the Jenners are straight white.
They're white.
And Kylie, as a very white girl, I'm not even going to say woman, because she just turned, what, 21?
But she acts like a fucking 17-year-old.
Well, and, like, in my mind, like, most of the shit that she's done has been happening since she was a girl. She started having lip injections when black people have continually been scrutinized for having large lips.
Well, all the Kardashians have done this thing where you take the quote-unquote best features from Latina and black women, and you put them on yourself and you say it looks better on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she did the same. They do the same thing with their body types.
Yeah,
with their
big
implants,
boobs,
their butts,
big butts, small waists.
And it has, and if that is the way that your body is, there is nothing wrong with that. If you are a white girl and your body just is like that, great, whatever, that's fine. I'm not hating
and
you for
I'm
being
gonna
how
say,
your body is
naturally. I don't even have a problem with plastic. I don't really have a problem with plastic surgery.
No,
I think, like,
your
do
choice,
what you want
whatever,
to make yourself feel happier or any, like, whatever.
But it's the way that they have, like, implicated a whole other culture into their lives through their plastic
and
surgery.
And to act like it's fucking revolutionary. Like, they're the first people to do it. Like, I know that Kylie Jenner pissed me the fuck off when she said that she, she created wigs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she made wigs popular.
Yeah.
And I'm like, black women have literally been wearing the same full-lace wigs that you are wearing that you've quote-unquote made popular.
Yeah.
For Ever.
Yeah, exactly. Ever. Well, and the thing is if she's making them popular in other cultures, she
What does
is,
that say about our culture?
She is okaying the appropriation and bringing black culture in certain ways, in a bad way, into white culture.
Well, because what does it say about our culture that we think it's cool when Kylie Jenner does it, but we would have called it ratchet or ghetto when we see black women
or
changing
like
their wigs
hate
all the time.
On Beyonce for doing it.
Right. Or like.
It's like you get mad at her when she's got her natural hair. You get mad at her when she's got a wig on. It's
yeah.
Like, what
do you want? Do you know how many times I heard the term like black blonde or like it was ratchet to wear fucking wigs that had different colors in them or pastels?
Yeah.
And then you have Kylie Jenner step on the red carpet in a lime green full lace wig.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, so fast. Fashion, much love. And I'm like, this is fucking stupid that you guys are okay with this, but if Little Kim did it, you'd be like, that's ghetto.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I agree.
It's not okay. And if Little Kim stepped onto the red carpet with her natural hair, you would be like, she looks ghetto.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what we do.
Oh, she didn't take care of herself
right.
today.
Yeah,
you know?
She's unkempt.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to touch a little bit on Amber Rose again, because it ties into both the slut-shaming, but it also ties into a bit of their behavior when it comes to the black community. So Chloe had implied that Amber Rose was basically less of a woman than Kim because Rose was an erotic dancer, completely leaving out the fact of how her sister got famous and how most of her family got famous. And then Kanye had to add something saying that he had to take 30 showers before being with Kim, which is implying that Kim is cleaner. And when Chloe says that the way that Amber Rose became famous is not okay, to me is saying that because you are a person of color, which, like, she's, is she half black? I don't know what her ethnicity is exactly.
I've looked into her ethnicity. It's complicated. She's multi cultural. I think she might be a quarter black and other things. But
the way that
she's
a
person of color and she identifies herself that way.
Yeah.
Like Amber Rose would tell you she's a person of color.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So to me, with that information, with Chloe implying that she did it the wrong way or she did something wrong, but Kim did not, to me makes it seem like she's dirtier.
And
then adding what Kanye's saying about 30 showers.
There's definitely a racial connotation to that,
yeah.
But to me, even more and more disgusting to me is that we as a nation need to stop looking down on people who
are
in sex work.
Yeah.
Or have sex.
Yeah.
Because honestly, she was an erotic dancer, but it doesn't fucking matter if.
Yeah.
So is Kim cleaner if she has sex with just as many people, but she's not an erotic dancer? She's somehow cleaner? How?
Yeah.
Like, it's such a double standard that upsets me so greatly.
Oh, yeah.
That because someone decided to monetize on that it makes them grosser in some way. It doesn't matter. And by the way, fucking Kanye, fuck you, because you weren't having a problem with it whenever you were with Amber Rose.
Yeah.
Was that an issue whenever you were having sex with Amber Rose? Because it doesn't seem like it was.
Yeah.
She wasn't too dirty for you then.
Right. But now he has to seem that he has risen above, that he is with the cream of the
crop. Honestly, and this is where the Kardashian-Jenner women get me, is that so many of them, meaning Khloe, Kim, Kylie in general, they feel like having sex with black men somehow makes them not racist.
Yeah.
Like, that they can say and do and appropriate in any way that they want to.
Because they feel that they are somehow a part of
Because
that
they're
world.
Closer to that culture because they have sex with black men.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you
or
know what?
Or have children with black men.
I don't give a fuck. I've had so many women tell me that they can't be. I seriously have had conversations with white women who have told me that they can't be racist because they have black boyfriends or husbands and mixed children. And I'm like, nope. I'm sorry, I've met a ton of women who have relationships with black men and mixed children who are racist.
Yeah.
Like, because you feel like it fucking gives you this weird pass.
Yeah.
To say and do. I've had boyfriends who they feel like it's given them a pass.
Yeah.
To say and do whatever the fuck they want because they're with a black woman.
Yeah.
And it's not true. And that's where I come up. I feel so conflicted about the Kardashians because I defend them sometimes in some ways. And then at some time, like sometimes I'm just like, you guys are the worst.
But you don't have to, we don't have to make a decision. This is not like, we need to make a decision by the end of this episode.
I know.
Are they feminist? Are they problematic? Or are they not? Like, no,
they're everything.
They are who they are. They're everything. So I want to talk a little bit also about how Kim has darkened her skin in photos, as has Kylie.
Kylie has darkened her makeup. Have you seen that picture? I'll try and find it. Maybe we can post it on Instagram. There was a picture of Kylie where she's at a basketball game, I think it is, and she has her hand on her face.
Oh, and you can see the difference?
Her hand is, like, her hand is your hand.
Yeah.
And her face is my face.
I'm gonna hold my hand to your face.
It's like that.
God.
And you're like, oh no. Like, she forgot to put like self tanner on her hands, but she put so much dark foundation on her face that it, like, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's bad. Well, and then, like, Kim has said, you know, oh, I was just like really tan in that photo and like the contrast was off. Like, she's made some comments, but like Kylie just straight up was like, I don't care.
I like being dark. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then I want to start getting into Kendall a little bit.
Okay.
Because we've been just kind of like passing over Kendall, you know?
Because Kendall designs it that way. She doesn't want to be like...
She doesn't want to be a
controversial
Kardashian or a Jenner, you know, she, whatever. But girl has some problems. So let's just start with the big one, the Pepsi ad.
Ooh, honey.
The ad where Kendall Jenner ended police brutality with nothing but a can of soda.
I know. Didn't that solve all our problems?
Like, the end of the commercial, she's just like, oh my God,
how the fuck did that get past, like, all the PR reps? Like,
I know. Can you imagine that ad with a person of color, like a black woman?
Oh my God. Never would have happened. Like,
no, and people would have been like,
what?
It wouldn't have even made sense.
No, it didn't make sense the way it was.
No, like, but that even would have just, like, so horrible. You know, and so she's never apologized. Pepsi has apologized for casting Kendall in that role and took the ad down. But Kendall has been seen on the show, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, because I don't watch the show, basically saying that, like, oh, this was such a, like, worst mistake of my life, blah, blah, blah. But not that she did it, but that, like, it got out in a bad
backlash.
Way.
Well, I mean, the thing with this family that I see, and, again, I don't necessarily think that this is a horrible thing. I don't think it's, like, the worst thing ever, but they are capitalists above everything else. It's capitalism above virtue.
Yeah.
So, which, okay, that is a bad thing. I wanted to say I don't think it's the worst thing because I do feel like people are like, they hold it against them that they have so much money. And in that way, I'm like, they just did what they could with what they were given.
But
it's
the way that they have gone about making money.
But they will do anything for money. So I truly do believe Kendall probably didn't mean anything by that commercial. It was like, Pepsi came to her. They were like, do you want to be in a commercial? We'll pay you X amount of dollars. And she didn't care.
She's the highest paid model. Models hate her.
Well, I would hate her too because...
She also came out. She's like, I'm really selective with my jobs.
Fuck
and
off.
Models are like, really?
Because people like... I get it because people like her and Gigi Hadid have killed the supermodel.
Yeah.
Because now it's not about being a good model or interesting or anything.
It's about being famous.
It's about being famous. It's about being a socialite. Because modeling used to be, could you be fascinating and could you be interesting? And there is nothing interesting about Gigi Hadid or Kendall Jenner.
No,
they're boring
on
the catwalk. They're very boring.
I completely agree. I really liked Cara Delevingne when she came out because she had those big eyebrows and there was something about her.
And she's kind of shorter.
Yeah.
She's interesting.
She is interesting. I really...
She, honestly, and I don't love Cara Delevingne, but I will say she's kind of like the Kate Moss of our time.
I agree.
Where
she's
it made us go, huh.
Of, yeah.
And I like that.
Me too.
I do like that.
I really agree. But yeah, they fucking hate her. She also was on Vogue India's 10th anniversary cover. And everyone's like, there are so many Indian models and actresses that you could have chosen.
It would piss me off so bad.
And again, they probably were like, hey, like, be on our cover. And she's like, cool.
Exactly.
But
I mean,
you need to be aware. It's the same reason why actresses, like, need to be held accountable when they decide to play
take
trans
roles.
Characters.
Exactly.
Fucking, I almost said Charlize Theron, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
We love you.
It wasn't you.
We're talking
Scarlett
Johansson! And then I want to talk, just to kind of like bring in the Kylie and the Kendall, let's put them together because that's what they do.
I love that Courtney is, shit together. I love that Courtney is just kind of like,
I have one thing.
Because Courtney is fucking smart, and she just kind of hangs out on the back, is like, you guys do your own shit.
Well, and like this article that I read, it was like, well, she has three kids and was with an alcoholic for 9 years.
Well,
like,
you know Scott what I mean? Disick like, is a piece of shit. Yeah. And like, she definitely allowed that for a long time, where you're like,
not saying that Courtney is you know,
responsible for Scott's actions in any way.
No, but also not saying that she is, like, perfect and not problematic.
No, but she's not smart enough to keep her shit to herself. Yeah. Like, she just doesn't. Yeah. Her Twitter is just like, meh. Like, she doesn't say shit about anything. Yeah. But anyway, sorry.
They came out, do you remember when they came out with Tupac and Biggie shirts?
Oh, yeah.
And sold them under their, clothing line.
Yes. And Biggie's family
mom,
that was like,
Biggie's mom
no.
said, the disrespect of these girls to not even reach out to me or anyone connected to the estate baffles me.
Fuck
and
you.
And people are like, Biggie did not die to be on some fucking Kendall Jenner shirt.
And, okay, so if you guys don't understand what we're talking about, both Kendall and Kylie had a clothing line.
Yeah.
They might still have a clothing line. I haven't
heard
anything.
They have one that was like PacSun, and they have, yeah, okay. They do shit every once
in a while. Yeah, so they have a clothing line, and they put out shirts. And this is so disrespectful. And again, I'm like, where are your people? Like, surely you have people telling you to do things.
No, they do all their own PR.
That's
I was reading
stupid.
About that today, too. They do all their own PR.
That is dumb. That's why you're falling in these pitfalls. Hire people to help you. You have the money to do it. Because what they did was they put out.
Chris does everything.
They put out, and well, she's not. They put out and modeled these Tupac and Biggie shirts for their line. They were selling these shirts, and they did not contact Tupac's estate or Biggie's estate for the okay to sell these shirts.
Yeah.
And they sold them as these kind of like really trendy, expensive
vintage
t-shirts.
Yeah.
And Biggie's estate was like, hell no.
And so they pulled them down, and apparently they only sold two.
Oh my God.
People were like, LOL, you only sold two. So I want to talk a little bit about the Kardashians and Halloween costumes, shall we?
Oh, God. I don't know anything about this. So
or just costumes in general. So, well, I'm not going to go too far into it because there's not a whole lot to talk about, and there's a lot of Halloween shit that we could talk about in general. So, Chloe, sorry, there's too many K's. My brain
I know.
Just like,
God, it's short
out.
Circuits.
She, Chloe, dressed up as, is it, it's S-H-E-I-K?
Chic?
Chic Pussy?
What?
Where she was with Scott Disick and another person where they were, like, basically dressed as, like, members of, like, Al-Qaeda or something.
Chloe used to be my favorite Kardashian, but she is now in the bottom.
Courtney's like, for sure my favorite.
Yeah, because I'm like, Courtney, thank you for just not being shitty.
Well, now there's, like, a lot of drama because she's like, our relationship is fake, and everybody's like, what? And like, yeah, I never loved Kim and Chloe, and it's like this whole, whatever, I don't even fucking
well,
care.
We'll get into that, because Kim basically called her out. I know this from listening to another podcast. I don't watch the show. I want to clarify that. But
well,
Kim,
I just read shit on BuzzFeed because I'm just curious.
Kim fucking called Courtney out because she was like, basically, this is what she said. This was the gist of it. She was like, you care more about being a mom than building your empire, essentially. And in the Kardashian family, that is like,
how fucking dare you?
Right? And like, you guys are chastising her because she doesn't want to like build her brand. She just wants to hang out with her kids. Like, and they're like, and so Kim insulted her with the worst Kardashian insult and told her she was the least interesting.
I know, right?
And I'm like, that makes me want to hang out with her the most.
And then, like, it's because she didn't want to be in this Christmas photo.
Yeah.
And then this,
because she had a hard out because she promised to go hang out with her kids. Like, yeah. Like, that's okay. She's a mom.
Yeah, for fucking real. So, going back to these Halloween costumes, I believe that Courtney had some, like, Japanese-inspired costume that was kind of problematic
years ago.
No, not okay at all. And then Chloe, I'm going to say this word wrong. I was going to look up how to pronounce it. Niqab?
A niqab? Is it, like, one of the full, like, face coverings?
Yeah, but they spelled it with, like, a Q.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's how you pronounce it, Najab.
Okay, yeah, I have no idea. I'm so sorry for my ignorance, you guys.
I might be wrong, too, but I'm pretty sure that's how you say it.
Yeah, I don't. I know what they are, and I've seen the word, but I do not know how to say it, so I apologize. But she was wearing one in Dubai. I at least know that that's not fucking right.
Well, I mean, I know that that's unnecessary. It's not necessary. Like, you...
Like,
you...
be respectful.
Right.
Don't go... Don't pull a fucking Samantha from Sex and the City 2 where she's wearing, like, a bikini and, like, right. being super disrespectful.
Right, because you need to respect their culture. But to me, what that says is, like, you have an opportunity to be, quote-unquote, exotic, so you're going to do it when mm-hmm. you don't have to. And that... reads disrespectful to me.
Right. Yeah. She also wore a Native American headdress, a Coachella.
Yeah, I saw that.
And both she and Kim, and I'm sure all of them, have worn grills.
Ugh.
And, yeah, it's great.
Ugh.
It's great. It's lovely. So, also, Kim had come to the defense of Jeffree Star after he made racist remarks. And Ugh. Basically was like...
That whole situation pisses me the fuck off, too.
Right. So, and so she's basically, like, telling... Black people that they shouldn't be upset by his racism, which is just
and,
awful.
And listen, I understand because I've looked into that Jeffree Star stuff because I do fall down YouTube
makeup
yeah. holes where I just like watch videos, and so I understand. I know what he did, and if you watch those videos as a Black person, it's real hard to yeah. be like, I can ever forgive you.
Yeah,
I get
and
it
she's like
that it was a decade ago.
You have to forgive him. Yeah, but it is still, it is
but
still
the
hard.
Fact that you ever, ever thought that, it changes the way I think about you, the fact that you ever thought that was an okay thing to say to somebody.
Yeah.
Like if you ever decide to look up what Jeffree Star did or said, it's sickening,
yeah.
like, the way that he talked about and to people of color. Like, it's
right.
gross.
And that's the thing, is that we've all made
mistakes in our past. And yeah. he could be over it. Like, maybe he really is truly sorry.
But it doesn't mean that people have to forgive him.
Well, and
you can't
and,
say, you can't make people do that.
And you can't ever make me look at you the same way. Like, maybe you are different now, mm-hmm. but the fact that you ever, ever, ever thought that it was okay to use yeah. that kind of language
it
makes me question
it.
Who you are.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about Kim a lot on this podcast, specifically about her hair, about her quote-unquote
oh,
Bo
great.
Derek braids.
Oh, no.
Her boxer braids.
No. Shut. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
You shut your dirty mouth.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. But, I'm yeah, sorry. But that stuff, and I get it. A lot of people are going to be like, hair is just hair. But to me, I'm like, as someone who's gotten made fun of for my cornrows,
yeah.
It really upsets me.
There is more to it.
And to
you,
call them Bo Derek braids is so fucking
yeah,
tone deaf.
Yeah,
if
is.
You're going to wear the hairstyle, and you got the hairstyle, because I think that was her defense, was that she got the hairstyle from a Black woman
yeah.
who, like, did it for her. And I understand
I'm
at
sure
what
there's
point...
there's a lot of times that she did not, though, because
I'm,
she does it all the time.
Sure. And I understand that, like, there's a line that people find very difficult between cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. I understand that.
Yeah.
But even if you did... get your hair done by a Black woman, and to you, it's cultural appreciation and all of that. To then
give
call
the
them
credit.
Bo Derek braids.
And to give credit to the person that did it, you know, there's a right, there is a, I shouldn't say right way, better way to do it.
Right. It's not Bo Derek braids. She didn't fucking come up with that. That's
yeah.
a, it's a Black hairstyle. Like,
yeah.
give credit where it's due.
Yeah. I just realized I had all these notes earlier about how we are talking about... Sorry, you guys, that I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but talking about the whole male gaze aspect of her advertising, basically, because everything they do is advertising. And this person said, I believe this was a HuffPost article, where they're saying, we should be trying to demolish the premise that female nudity equals dollar signs, and dollar signs equal everything there is about what it means to be a successful woman. We should be trying to change the perspectives of those who see women as a commodity to be bought and sold by others. And Kim Kardashian isn't fighting the system by which flesh is used to buy and sell things. She is the system. So it's kind of like, is this something to be excused or not, because she is the system, basically. And along with all of this, she reinforces all of the negative stereotypes of women. Vain, catty, sexualized, and vacant. So basically what they're saying is that she can't be seen as, like, this feminist icon because... She does represent these things that are empowering, but because she isn't, it's very accidental. Like, I read an article about how they're the accidental feminist icons. You know what I mean? Because, like, nothing that they do, it's for them. It's not calculated. For the greater good of a certain cause or anything like
it's
that.
It's hard for me, though, to not play devil's advocate with this.
Do it, because I don't think this is necessarily true.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult for me because it's just like, who gets to make that decision?
I agree.
Like, who gets to decide? And I understand what they're saying. And I'll read Pink's tweet a little later on.
Yeah.
Because I get what they're saying, and I understand that they are basically commodifying feminism, which we have talked about with Taylor Swift in the past.
Yeah.
Which I don't like that. I don't like capitalizing on this idea. But at the same time, I know so many people demonizing them for their nudity or for
That doesn't make it right either.
Or for their, like, wealth or for their fame. And to me, I'm just like, so I want you to tell me, in the same position, if you were Kylie or Kendall Jenner and you grew up with this kind of...
Yeah.
It takes a very particular and special kind of person who would be like, I'm going to walk away from that.
I agree.
Most people wouldn't do that. So I feel like you are bitter because they've taken advantage of something that, like, happened to them.
And, is just
and it's not their fault. It's our fault as a society for being like, we're going to give them this platform.
Yeah.
And it sucks. Like, I'll talk a little bit about this. Kim Kardashian made an add-on to her Kimojis.
Well, can we talk about the timing of that add-on?
Right. Okay, yeah.
So she came out and said that, she said, I don't think I'm a feminist. I don't like labels. I just think I do what makes me happy, and I want women to be confident, and I'm supportive of other women. That means you're a feminist.
I hate people who say I don't like the word feminist. I'm just get the fuck over it.
It's so
it
old
bugs
school.
Me. Yeah.
And then she says, I'm a human being, and I have thoughts, feelings, and opinions about a lot of different things. I don't need to be defined by those beliefs just as much as I don't want to be set apart from or viewed as being against those who do define themselves by those beliefs. And then she turns around and does this. Keegan, go.
Sorry, I was yawning. So Kim decided to launch an add-on around International Women's Day. I feel like I don't remember what year this was.
I believe it was 2016.
Okay. So she created an add-on that was a women's empowerment add-on to her personal emoji collection. And it garnered a lot of backlash because you have a person who is coming forward and saying they're not a feminist and yet commodifying
the word.
Yeah. And commodifying feminist slogans. Like some of her add-on emojis said, my body, my choice.
Yep.
Grab America back, nasty woman.
While they supported Trump at one point. But anyways.
Well, even though I don't know that they actively supported him, they also didn't actively oppose him. And you have people
didn't they
like
kind of actively support him in the beginning?
I don't know that they did. I didn't know anything about that. But Caitlyn Jenner actively supports Trump.
Yeah.
And Kanye is a very questionable figure.
Yeah,
and Kim has never spoken out against that.
Yeah.
So for her to start using terms like the future is nasty, nasty, nasty on her emojis, her Kimojis, it does ring really fucking false.
Yeah.
And the My Body, My Choice one is very obviously, it's from her body whenever she posted that nude photo that got a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
And it's basically a drawing of her body that has bars over her boobs and over her vagina that say, my body, my choice.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard because it's like you're trying to play to this really progressive feminist audience.
Yeah.
But you're doing it for dollar signs.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to know.
Well, and she is claiming that we should, that she shies away from the term, which is, reimbursing that, feminists are
is a
just,
dirty
like,
word.
Played out, man-hating, bra-burning, old maid
or that
it, thing.
Or that, you can, or I hate when people, it might be one of my biggest pet peeves, when people subscribe to the beliefs of feminism, my body, my choice, I'm a nasty woman, et cetera, but shy away from the word because it's a dirty word.
Right.
Because I'm just like, fucking own all of it.
Yeah.
Either own none of it or be here for us. That's it. You don't get to decide which I mean, I guess you do, but it feels gross whenever you have to decide which bits and pieces are comfy
for
you.
Yeah, it doesn't feel...
legitimate.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of people who were very pro these emojis and thought they were very empowering.
Yeah.
And then there were... here's this tweet from Pink, and you will see how I fall on both sides of this argument.
Yeah.
So Pink says... shout out to all the women across the world using their brains, their strength, their work ethic, their talent, their magic that they were born with. That only they possess. It may not ever bring you as much attention or banknotes as using your body, your sex, your tits and asses, but women like you don't need that kind of attention. In the quiet moments, you will feel something deeper than the fleeting excitement resulting from attention. You will feel something called pride and self-respect. Keep on resisting the urge to cave. You'll never have to make silly excuses for yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot in there that I feel like
I fall
could
on both
be
sides.
Left
yeah.
unsaid.
Yes, because to me, lines like really kind of alluding to the fact that if you use your body in any way, that it is disrespectful to yourself grosses me out. I don't
yeah,
like that.
I don't
but
either.
At the same time, I also think... we do need to praise women. We need to praise all women. I think
yeah.
that's where I'm coming out at, is like we need to praise
right.
all women.
We
women,
can't just give the women attention who are exposing their naked bodies.
Yeah, we need to
we
praise women's
to be,
minds and their
yeah.
work ethic. And
yeah.
we also need to be able to accept that some women find confidence
yeah.
in exposing their bodies. And that's
right.
okay, too. Like,
yeah. Right. I don't agree with a lot of what she said. And also, for me, language is a big thing. Like, when we talked about with our swearing episode, tits and ass to me is a very...
you're trying to be lewd.
Choice, yeah,
yeah.
Choice words to me that I feel like
I love
could
Pink.
Have been left on... Pink is one
her.
Of my favorites.
And I think she's so inspiring. And I understand where she's coming from. And I know what she's trying to say.
And I think she's pissed off. And
right.
I think that...
as a woman who's had to fight for this
oh,
in this
yeah.
industry where she wasn't conventionally... beautiful.
Yeah.
I get where she's coming from.
I totally
from,
get it.
But you can't achieve that by attacking the women who are.
Right.
I don't know. It's like really a tough
right.
line to walk.
It is so I'm going to start talking about some of the ways that people have argued that they are feminists. And one that is very bizarre to me, and I don't think is even true, especially not now, is that like through it all, they are there for each other, their fellow sister.
Well, my mom used to say that to me whenever we would have like Keeping Up with the Kardashians on in the background like 7 years ago before I moved to LA.
Like, yeah, but they are so...
yeah, but they love each other as a family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that might be true. Look, they do.
Yeah.
They fight and they still love each other at the end, but...
but to me, that doesn't
mean anything.
Make, yeah. Like, it's fine. But,
great.
Like, you're still really fucking fucked
then
up.
You're a regular family, because that's
yeah.
what most families do. We fucking fight.
Right. Well, but they do say, you know, people who are in that amount of fame, like, it would be easy for them to not be, you know, to not come together at the end of the day. And they also talk about how they are a group of well-known women being led and managed by an even more powerful woman. They
and,
are a matriarchy.
Okay. And... as someone who, in the black community, matriarchies are normal. Like,
yeah.
it's usually led by a woman.
Yeah.
So I get that. And I will say, I do think that Kris Jenner is a vampire.
Yeah.
Who sucks the energy
oh, yeah.
and life
She's
out
the worst.
Of everyone around her. But at what cost? She did it, but she did it.
Yeah.
She made her family into a dynasty. She
yeah.
did do that.
Yeah.
Like, at what cost? It's debatable. It's, to me, my instinct is to say pretty gross at
oh,
the
yeah.
cost that she did it at, but she fucking did it, so.
Yeah. And then they say that the sisters find a way to play their individual strengths, developing non-competitive ways to distinguish themselves while still uplifting one another. Which I don't think is a cognitive choice of the sisters. I think it's Kris's PR
marketing.
That she does, and it's her marketing.
And they are very different, and you can say this for Kris. She did find their strengths and
yeah.
pump those up.
Oh, major.
She knew
majorly.
That, like, she's like, Kendall, you're tall and skinny. You can be a model.
Yeah.
She's like, Kylie, you're not. but here's your weaknesses. You've got thin lips and you're not this, so we're going to pump you full of fucking silicone at 16.
Yep.
You know?
And you're going to be and you're all
gonna
be about an, makeup.
And you're going to make that your empire. You're going to make your lips that were non-existent your empire. That's yeah. amazing that they did that.
They did it.
It's gross.
That's her label on her makeup is her fucking lips.
Great.
Like, it's crazy. And then... we're gonna bring it back to Amber Rose one more time because
God bless her.
You know,
we could have a whole episode on Amber Rose. We probably agreed. Should.
So while Kanye and Wiz Khalifa are fighting and it's this whole thing, Kim and Amber Rose pose a selfie together. Kind of to be like, look, we're not gonna like stoop down to their levels kind of thing. We're fine. People saw that as like a really big whatever. Like a big thing. The last thing that I want to bring up, because it is such a prominent discussion in today's world as far as the Kardashians go, they are feminists because they are self-made, or they are not feminist.
All right.
Because they are not.
I'm glad this self-made. Came up. I'm glad this came up.
Keegan, you guys, I'm like, looks gonna, like she's about to pass out. Like,
gonna
so
fall over right now. Okay, so I'm not mad because I have found myself in a position to defend the Kardashians more than once in my life, and I don't even know if I want to be in that position. I don't like finding myself in the position to have to defend the Kardashians, and I do find myself in that position when I say that, like it or hate it, where Kim started off, did she manage to finagle a huge multi-million dollar career and empire, not only for herself, but for her entire family, out of something so tiny?
We are talking about Kim.
Kim. Yes, Kim. Let's make this clear. Kim because, managed to finagle yeah. a multi-million dollar empire for not only herself, but for her family, based on something really innocuous.
Yeah.
Yes, she did manage to do that, and I will defend that because I'm just like, yeah, man, you can say it was shitty or stupid or underhanded or whatever, but, like, she did it, and yeah. none of us would have turned it down.
But for but me...
Kylie? That Forbes cover made me want to die.
Are you really self-made, my
Fuck
dear?
Fuck that. That made
you
me
come
so
from
mad.
Chris... is fucking loaded.
And Kim.
Caitlyn.
Kim.
Two, her two parents alone.
Right.
Are loaded.
You were already a child of privilege, and then your sisters. So all three of your older sisters built the Keeping Up with the Kardashians empire, specifically yep. Kim. You, by the time you stepped into adulthood to start your fucking cosmetics empire, you were not self-made.
No.
You were
she
sitting
wasn't
on the
like,
backs.
No, thanks, Mom. I don't want any no. of my family money.
You were sitting
I'm
on the
start
backs.
With 10 bucks to make get, to like get some shit together and like
but you know what?
Sell some shit on Etsy.
That's and... fucking Forbes' fault.
Yeah.
Because Forbes had a lot of women. They could have there's a ton of women out there who
Agreed.
Are literally self-made. Who literally brought themselves up from fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And turned them I mean even, I know it's old news, so of course she wouldn't be on the cover of Forbes, but there are lots of Oprah-type figures
yeah.
who literally came from poverty
yeah.
and made themselves into moguls
yeah.
or made themselves into multi-million dollar, like,
yeah.
like it's...
The self-made billionaire. It just, it is so...
Fuck you. Like, honestly,
yeah,
and
such
I...
Yeah, fuck you
I don't. I don't want to be that, like, bitter, but to me, when I read that, I was like, don't give her this. Don't
yeah.
act like she is a self-made billionaire. She
yeah.
is a billionaire, and good on ya. Fine.
Yeah.
You managed to do it. But you know what? You did it on the backs of your mom and your sisters, and you had tons of
well, and
help.
Her dad. Her dad is,
yeah.
is a fucking legend.
Olympian. Like, yeah.
yeah,
you did this on the backs of everyone else in your life, and
yeah.
good on you that you managed to turn it into something. Good
it's
for
like
you.
It's like Donald Trump saying that he's self-made. My father gave me
a small loan
of $1 million.
Oh my God, it's exactly the same.
Like,
it's like, where are we putting the fucking goalposts?
Yeah.
Where are the benchmarkers for this?
Yeah.
It's like, that's not fair to everyone else who's actually a self-made millionaire.
I agree.
And I don't like that Forbes did that, and I'm sure they did it to have people like us talking about it right now. Like,
yep.
they did it for this reason, because they knew it would be something that people would want to talk about. But,
yep.
like, to me, it was really insulting. It actually made my blood boil a little bit. And again, am I going to blame Kylie for that cover. It's not her fault that they did that, but it's also just like they kind of, the Kardashians, and I think this is what I'll kind of, if we don't have anything else, this is kind of like will end with for me, and then I'll let you. For me, when it comes to the Kardashians, I don't begrudge them their success. I think that they, fine, have your success. In one way or another, you've earned it. Because the American people have given into it and have been into that. And so it's fine. But on the other side of that, push back at least a little bit to understand your privilege.
Yeah.
And understand that maybe Kylie should have come out at some point and said, you know what? I don't like that Forbes said that about me because I had all this these benefits. And she'd be so much more likable.
She would.
If she did that. And like, as would all of them. And Kim, God bless her, has tried to use her platform for good. Recently, she came out and actually met with Trump and was able to get a woman who should have been out of jail out of jail.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. But there needs to be more of that. And we need to see more of that. You need to be using your platform for good.
I agree.
And that's where I come out with the Kardashians.
I don't think that it is our place to say, you are a feminist, you are not a feminist, because that is a self-prescribed label. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It truly is. So I'm just going to say, are they feminist icons? No.
Yeah.
Icons? Most definitely, in some way, shape, or form, because
cultural
of what
icons?
Yes, because of what they've made themselves.
Yeah.
I do not believe that they are people that we should be looking up to for our feminist views. Or,
I think our feminist views,
period.
I think our ethical views, I think our moral standpoint, I think, do they serve a purpose in our society? And are they icons culturally?
They're a great distraction.
I think, yes, they're fantastic. If you need to fucking turn your brain off, it's not a bad way to do that.
Yeah.
But I think that they're, we can, I'm not going to shame them for what they are.
Nope.
But I'm also not going to say that we need to look up to and praise them.
Exactly.
For what they are. I think they just are what they are. And either buy into that or don't. But I also think I hate it from both perspectives. I hate praising them and I hate worshiping them. I think neither needs to happen.
I agree. I think that we need to take them for what they are.
Yeah.
And stop making them into something that they're not.
Yeah.
And if you love them,
great.
You know,
I guess.
Just beware. If you hate them, like, just don't be a dick. Don't be a dick. Don't use feminism as a weapon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think we said it from the beginning and I feel like we haven't said it in a while on this podcast, but I think that the main bottom line is just don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Just don't be a dick. Like, you can have your views on whatever you want.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think shaming women for being sexual or shaming them for being famous is
gross. It's not bettering anything.
No, it's not bettering yourself.
It just doesn't make any sense in the long run.
But also be aware who your idols are.
Be very aware.
And know what that is.
And if you feel the need, like we did, to at least discuss it and have the conversation about where they are problematic and where they are not, I think it's a great conversation to have with people, especially with people who are big fans of them.
Yeah.
I believe it's a very good conversation to have to help them understand where their pitfalls are.
Yeah. There's a lot that the Kardashians do that I am solidly on the no camp.
Agreed. But it's important for us to be able to have a conversation about these things without it being hateful.
Agreed.
Or pointing fingers or putting other people down in the process.
Yeah, so. I think the same. So thank you guys for listening to our conversation. I hope it was entertaining. If you guys have any ideas or views about the Kardashians, if you want to write us in with anything, please do that. Yep. Our email is at neighborhoodfeminist@gmail.com. Almost forgot it for a second. I like went into...
It's been a few weeks.
It has been hard. We didn't even do the spiel at our last mini episode.
I know. My mom, I told her that we like recorded over the phone. She's like, well, as long as you reminded people to like review and subscribe.
We didn't.
Didn't do
we
shit,
We forgot.
Mom.
So email us, neighborhoodfeminist@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm like just having a spasm. You can find us on Instagram at Angry Neighborhood Feminist. You can find us on Twitter at YANF Podcast. YANF Podcast. Basically anywhere. Tell us your thoughts and feelings on this subject. I know it's kind of a weird, maybe out of left field, maybe not at all what you thought a feminist podcast would be talking about.
Right.
But let us know. If you like it.
It's our podcast, so we're going to talk about what we want.
And if you have suggestions on what you want us to talk about, fucking message us.
Yeah.
We're open to that. Yeah. So please, please do that. Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe. It means a lot to us. Tell someone about the podcast. Word of mouth is muy importante.
Our most powerful tool, you guys.
It is our most powerful.
So tell your friends about us. Tell your enemies about us.
But only if they're going to review positively.
Right. Tell your mom about us. Moms fucking love us.
They do. Very good with moms.
Very good. Very high ratings with moms. Tell your boyfriend about us.
Yeah.
Tell your uncle about us.
Only if he's nice and not weird.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as he's not like a drunkle. Like a drunk uncle, please.
As long as he's not going to be creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with that said, I guess... I never
Stop
say that. I'm sorry.
To take my fucking line. I was about to say it.
I'm sorry.
With that being said, we encourage you
to rage on.
Bye, guys.